I'm back and I've missed this so much. I literally sat down in front of my microphone just now and I was like, this is where I belong, and I can't wait to be able to share all this with you guys again and just share my life with you again. This is my favorite thing in the world to do. So I'm just very, very happy to be here. But we have so much to catch up on. I feel like my life has completely changed since the last time we talked. But how are you guys? Are you doing amazing? I hope you are. I've really, really missed this and just missed the platform that this gave me. So I'm super duper happy to be able to share my life with you again in this way. Obviously, I've still been posting on TikTok, and I don't use Instagram very much to like share my life, but I do sprinkle a little bit in there, but I've really been using TikTok again. And I just want to get back into social media for my own personal stuff, just because I'm really passionate about it. Also, if you hear something running around, that is my cat. So that's super fun. I got a second cat. That's a big life update, and he is pretty crazy compared to Astro. So that is very, very fun. But I just really want to talk about my life today and give you guys a good rundown on like where I'm at and kind of what to look for going forward and kind of what Coffee with Kels is going to turn into. I feel like the heart of Coffee with Kels originally was very much my relationship with Jesus, and obviously it still very much is that. But I feel like it never came from a place of me actually, like, it never came from a good place, weirdly enough. Like, I think my heart was in the right place, but there was definitely some, like, holier than thou things going on. And I felt like I didn't give off the vibe that I wanted to for just who I am. But anyways, here we are now. And I hope that makes sense. Like, obviously, not that I had, like, horrible intentions with my original Coffee with Kels, like, layout. But it was just very, very scripted. And it wasn't me. I'm a pretty raw and real person. And I just didn't feel like the original podcast reflected who I am as a person. So, yeah. This episode, I want to keep it pretty casual. It'll probably be pretty short. But I just want to give you guys some major life updates and also just some things that I'm learning in life right now, because I feel like I am learning so, so much, unfortunately and fortunately, obviously, because the more, you know, you learn, the more you grow. But yeah, that's where we're at. So I made a list of things that have happened to me, and I want to talk about them and all those things. So the first, like, big news and really, really fun news for me is I moved into my own place. I've had roommates. I've lived with my mama. I've lived with my dad. But I live all by myself now. It's just me and the two cats. And it's just been so much fun. I was really, really scared to live by myself because, obviously, like, that's just kind of a big, scary move, and to, like, all of a sudden, like, absorb so many bills and things like that. But it really has just been, like, the best time ever, and it's like my perfect little pink Kelsey dream house. It is like so awesome, and if you've like seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's not like overwhelmingly pink, but if there's like an accent piece, it absolutely is pink or green. I did a good little mix of both, but it's just because it's just my favorite thing ever. I really have loved living by myself. It's been so fun. So that's been a big one. And also, I started my own business. I started up Cultivated by Kelson. So basically what it is it is a full digital marketing thing. So I do social media management, graphic design, website building, and all those fun things. So I have really taken that head on, and that's become my baby, but it's also become like my main source of income, which is literally insane. Like, if you would have told me, even 9 months ago, that I would be doing social media for a living, I would have told you that that's so funny, and that's always been a dream of mine. So the fact that I'm able to do that, and especially to the scale that I've been able to do it to so fast, it's really just been a really cool blessing, and I can't wait to like keep going and just seeing what all I can do with it. And it's still like, it hasn't even been open for like, I haven't even been operating for a year. I've been operating for like 6 months. So I'm hoping that, not even 6 months actually. So I'm hoping that we can keep it going, keep it pushing, and I can really turn it into something super cool. So if you're looking for a sign to follow your dreams, this is it. Like, I don't know. I just never thought that I could be so happy and so content. Like, and just feel so, like, assured in, like, a career path for me. I think I've always, like, bounced back and forth. Like, am I supposed to be doing this? Am I supposed to be doing that? And it was so weird. It was, like, the second I started doing social media, God literally was like, okay, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And I've gotten to meet so many cool things. I've got to learn so many life lessons and things like that doing it. So it's just been a really, really cool and awesome thing. But yeah, if you're looking for a sign to follow your dreams and take a risk on yourself, literally do it and invest and grow. And I promise you, like, you will see the fruition from it. You just gotta, you've gotta trust yourself and trust in God's plan for your life. So my vision for the podcast going forward, I want it to be kind of like a diary. And I also just kind of want to share general advice. I know before it was very preachy and there was a lot going on. Like, it was very philosophical and very much like preachy, I guess, is the only way, only word I can even think to like use to describe it. But I don't want it to be like that anymore. I just really want to share like what I've been learning in life and kind of give you guys advice and things like that. So that's where we're at with it right now. And obviously that could change, and because, you know, I'm always changing. So, but right now that's my vision going forward for the podcast, is I really want it to like be something casual and be something that like you guys can turn on and listen to and feel like we're on like a coffee date, or feel as if, you know, we're just like friends, because we are. We are very good friends. So yeah, that is kind of my vision for the podcast going forward. The next thing I want to talk about is going to take a hot minute, because I know you guys are always so interested in this, and I'm like one of the only single people out of my friend group, and they're super invested in my love life, so I figured you guys are as well. So here is kind of the rundown on that, which I just think this is so funny that people are even like interested in this. But I feel like every time I talk about relationship on the podcast, like, it's always been the most listened to episodes. So clearly people are invested in relationships. And so that is definitely part of the vision going forward, is sharing that on the podcast, and specifically my experiences and just things that I'm learning about relationships. But current relationship status, very single, but I do have a little crush. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I do want to tell a really funny story about a quick little relationship that I got into that I think you guys will just really find kind of funny. So back in September, I guess, October, I met a foreign guy here, living here, and he was stationed at the Army base here in Fort Smith. And I met him and just thought that he was the greatest human I ever met in my entire life. We hit it off. We went on a bunch of dates, and like, I literally was telling everybody, this is my soulmate, like, don't play, this guy is it for me. And while he was here, we just had the best time. He was so sweet and so kind. What all did we do? We got to like dinners, and honestly, we just spent a lot of time together. Like, any, obviously he didn't have a vehicle here because he was flown here because he was from across the pond. But I guess I could say he's Scottish too, because I literally have nothing to lose. I have no contact with this man at all anymore. But we just had a really, really good time, and I was fully convinced, like, we were going to make something work, and we were going to, you know, fly back and forth, and it was going to be so easy peasy, and I was never going to date again. Like, I guess we never, like, actually, like, dated, I guess. Like, I felt like we were, but the feeling was definitely not mutual. But I was fully committed, which it's hard to, like, tie me down, because I've really got to feel like you like me and that this is going somewhere, all those things, to get me to like really, really lock in, because I just am not one to love wasting time, right? So, and he's handsome and just seems like he's the best ever. Well, we say goodbye, he flies home, and we're doing long distance, right? 2 weeks, it's so good. We're talking on the phone, we're Snapchatting, we're texting, and it's just going really, really good. Like, he just seems super cute and kind still over the phone. And then one day, the behavior gets very weird. It gets very, very, very weird. And I'm like, huh, okay, that's fine, whatever. And then it goes silent. And I was like, oh my gosh, something weird is happening. So then, I guess a little bit more backstory. Over FaceTime, he had introduced me to his two girl best friends. And one of them turned out to be one of the best people I've ever met. She was so sweet and so kind. The other one, not so much, right? And I guess you could pick up where I'm going with this, but basically he, I guess you couldn't even say cheated on me, but it was definitely disrespectful. And I don't do well with that, with his girl best friend. And literally, I wish I could still have the text and could read it to you guys the way I popped off on this man. I have never popped off on anyone like this in my whole entire life. But he had it coming. And let's just say I was not respectful to him or her. And it was a very, very hateful interaction and not my proudest moment. But honestly, I don't really say that for myself like that. So English am I speaking right now? I don't normally stand up for myself like that. So it was very, very cool for me to like do that, I guess. I was very, very proud of myself. But anyways, he ended up cheating on me with this girl best friend. And to this day, this girl likes my Instagram post. And I don't think she realizes that like I know what was going on. But I do. And I learned that I will never, ever, ever date a foreigner ever. Ever again. Like, it's just not happening because I just think the cultures are weird. And also, like, he went out and like drank every night and was a little party animal. Like, he loved to go out and have a good time as I was like sitting at home in my bed reading a book and watching Sex and the City and Gilmore Girls. And it just wasn't, we did not mesh well, I guess, at the end of the day. So yeah, that is a little fun story about my love life. Honestly, I was very, very upset about it because I don't like, if I'm being so serious, I think there's literally only ever been one person I liked as much as I liked him. And so I was super excited when I met him because obviously like I'm at an age where like I'm looking to like be serious with somebody, and I was hoping he's a little bit older than me that he would want the same things, but he did not. That was Astro meowing. But yeah, that was my last little situationship. I have been single since then and just kind of working on myself and really, really loving and embracing life for like what it is. So yeah, if you learn anything from that, your gut is always correct. Not always, but like I would say 90% of the time. And do not date a foreigner. Don't do it. So yeah, with that being said, I told you that I've been living by myself, and for the first time in all 21 years of my life, I finally have good friends. Can we get a round of applause for that? Because I know that making friends, especially like in your 20s and in college and all that, is so, so hard. And when I tell you I have gone through the ringer when it comes with like comes to friends, I thought like my relationship stuff is like pretty mediocre. Like sometimes it's really bad, sometimes it's really good. But my friend situations have always been horrible and destroyed my self-confidence and have just been just nasty. Like I've always been friends with some of the nastiest girls because I am one that's gonna let people walk all over me. And I always just, there was always people I just didn't have anything in common with. But so I had to like change myself in order to fit into their life. But now I know that with the right friends, you will never, ever, ever have to change who you are and that you will just fit together. It's so weird. I went from having zero friends. When I moved into my apartment, I kid you not, I had maybe two friends. Maybe. That's pushing it. I have a whole friend group now, and I host girls' nights and vision board parties and like all kinds of stuff. And it's just been the craziest, craziest thing ever. I want to do a whole episode on basically how to make friends in your 20s because it's hard. And like what's so weird is I look at these girls now and I'm like, these are the girls that are going to be my bridesmaids, and they're literally like, these are who are going to always be there for me. These are the people that are always going to be there for me, and they're just really people that I can trust and rely on. Like I know if I needed something, I could text any of them and they just show up. And I've never ever had that before. I've always been the one showing up for people who didn't want to show up for me. So it's just been a really, really cool experience. And so I do want to do like a whole episode basically talking about how to use your own discretion and make friends. So I did kind of want to touch on like what I'm learning in life right now, but I feel like the longer I live by myself and having learned how to like kind of self-navigate without a crutch, like obviously I still run to my parents and my siblings about everything, but there's a lot more like there's a lot more self-governing going on. So basically the big lesson I'm learning right at this second is that there's no right way to do anything. I feel like social media and just watching other people live their life, like we feel like we have to conform to something, or there's like only a one certain right way to live life, and like, just the traditional way. Like, I don't know how to explain it exactly, but hopefully you're picking up what I'm putting down. There's no right way to do anything. There's no right way to get a job. There's no right way to go to school. There's no right way to even do high school. There's no right way to look or right way to eat. Like, literally all you can do is pray, follow Jesus, follow your heart and what you know is right. And I promise you the rest of the pieces will just fall into place. This sounds so silly, but I have been the kind of person that has fallen into like aesthetics and wanting to, like, everyone to perceive me a certain way and only living a certain way in order to like please other people. And I just ended up miserable and I don't ever want to feel that way ever again. So yeah, that's like kind of the big thing I'm learning right now is just like let go of the way people look at me and how they feel about me. Like, obviously I care about the people that I love, but I'm letting go of letting people judge me. Like, they can judge me all they want, but I'm letting go of caring about that and being like, this is the choices I'm making. These, like, this is my life and how I'm choosing to live it. And the pieces are falling into place and I'm gaining clarity. And to be honest, on top of all of that, like, I'm like really, really happy for the first time in probably since I was 17 or 18. Like, I am experiencing true happiness for the first time in a long time. So it's been really, really great. But that's kind of what I'm on right now. And I think the reason I'm feeling so happy is because for the first time I'm doing things because I want to and not because I think other people want me to. So it's just been a really, really cool experience. This is another thing I want to talk about is kind of how I currently feel about dating. And I feel like I have put myself in a position where I'm fully ready to be in a relationship, but only if it's the right thing for me. I've been real quick to let people go recently. The second that I knew that we weren't compatible, used to, I would hold on and try to like make them seem like in my head what I need and what I needed them to be. Like, I would literally just in my mind be like, no, they're actually this, when they were like clearly showing me that they weren't, or we weren't compatible. So now when I see the red flags, not even red flags, when I see that we're incompatible on like several levels, I'm just ending it and I'm being super open and honest about it. And it's provided me so much clarity on what I want and what I need out of a relationship. I actually made a list of those things and I'm going to do an episode on that too. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with dating right now. I feel like I'm ready, but I'm only ready if it's right. I'm not. Also, this is kind of a side note, but it's also the same topic as relationships. I feel like, kind of the same with friends, I've always been one to conform and to people please and to just like try to make myself into like the guy I'm talking to's dream girl, forgetting that they also need to be like my dream guy. Like, it's not all about, you know, me fitting into their life. Like, they also have to fit into mine and what I want and what I need and what I picture for my life. Like, as much as I need to fit into their life, they also need to fit into mine. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with dating right now and how I feel about it and those are my thoughts about it. And obviously I'd love to talk about it longer, but we're just getting back into this. So I'm just trying to, you know, get the basics out there. I guess another really fun thing in my life is I've got to decorate my apartment. I touched on it a little bit, but I need to do an apartment tour. I'll probably do that on YouTube or TikTok or both, but I would love for you guys to like see what all I've got going on here, especially once I wrap it. It's just literally you walk in, you're like, oh, this is so Kelsey. And it's just so beautiful and fun. And 10 out of 10, definitely recommend getting your own place when you're single in your 20s and really just making it like yours, because you don't know when you're going to be able to do this again. So yeah, it's been really, really cool. Kind of going along with the whole apartment thing is I'm embracing my feminine side more than I ever have. I feel like there was a couple, maybe year or two, that I was really trying to be like this little cute little country grunge girl. And then I met my friends and I was like, that is like, when I met my friends and I moved out and started decorating stuff, I was like, that is so not me. And it's been so fun for everything in my life to be florals and pink and happy. Like, there, it's just pure like dopamine and serotonin, like walking into a room with grace and knowing that like you just look like a woman. And that sounds very, very weird, but like, just going through life delicately And I'm also going to do a whole episode on embracing, like, femininity and what that means to me and what it can mean to you and kind of how it's affected my relationships. Because, to be honest, it's affected my dating, like, so positively. But, yeah, that's been another huge thing in my life. I've only really got a few more things to update you guys on, but the big one is I did get a second cat, and he is so cute. If you follow me on Instagram, it's at Kelsey J. Durham, or on TikTok, it's also at Kelsey J. Durham. I post a lot about both my cats on there, and they're just so cute and precious. So, yeah, his name is Atlas, and obviously I have Astro. I've had Astro. He'll be 6 in April, so it's just been really, really cool. He's got a totally different personality than Astro, but he's really, really fun. So, yeah, I guess that's kind of all I have. I was going to talk about me working in social media, but to be honest, that is a whole thing. And I'm going to talk about it on TikTok first, but then after that, I'm bringing that to the podcast because working in social media is literally crazy. And I want to kind of dive into what all that's kind of entailing for me currently and my, like, what I want for it going forward. So yeah, this is a pretty short episode. Obviously, they'll be longer, especially when we're having conversations with guests, which I'm trying to get some really cool guests lined up for us. But yeah, that's kind of all I have today. I'm so happy to be back, and I can't wait to just keep sharing my life with you guys, especially with, like, where I'm at right now. So yeah, make sure you guys like it. Leave a little 5-star review if you're on Spotify. Follow all the things, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.